Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The first baseman, Bobo Osborne. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Foitak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foitak. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Maxwell moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berberet for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jensen moves to second. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly takes first base on ball four. Jensen moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jensen scores. Gurnett moves to third. Daly moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is called out on strikes. One out. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bowling. Gurnett scores. Daly moves to third. Button moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline, who is chasing the ball. Runnels reaches third base with a triple. Daly scores. Button scores. Keough goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Runnels tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Lepsio pinch hits for Paul Foytak. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball four. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0-for-1 in the game. Osborne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yost moves to third. Osborne moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. Yost scores. Osborne moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Davey now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Daly strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Button hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Button moves to second. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keogh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-1 in the game. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berberet for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davey fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Malzone moves to second. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gurnett is walked intentionally. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Daly is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Davey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davey moves to second. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Osborne hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Button hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeLock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keogh hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-2 in the game. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to second. One out. Johnny Groth pinch runs for Harvey Keene. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-2 in the game. Bridges takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Jerry Davey. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing right field. Dave Sisler now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jensen moves to second. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Daly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Daly reaches second base with a double. Jensen scores. Gurnett moves to third. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DeLock takes first base on ball 4. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. Gurnett scores. Daly moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-1, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Keogh moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Geiger now playing left field. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. Osborne moves to second. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Daly hits a line drive towards short. Bridges reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-3 in the game. Berberet hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bridges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. DeLock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Keogh takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bridges fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris pinch hits for Dave Sisler. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Osborne hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Yost moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.